We are in Come Follow Me, week 52, and it's the last week of the year, Revelations 15 through 22, and this concludes the four books of scriptures for me, so concludes this podcast, and I actually am very looking forward to see what the Lord will whisper and prompt me to do next, but it does feel like this is done, and so I just want to start with a few things that stood out to me. And the first is in chapter 16, verse 9, and it says, "And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not." 11. "And they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds." 15. "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame," or exposed, and they see his shame. And I thought of that conference talk where it said, taking the name of the Lord in vain is not representing him. And this hit me, that taking the name of the Lord in vain or blaspheming is not using his atonement and not taking the gift of repentance, refusing to turn to him and ask for his help, to just curse God and die instead of looking at the serpent on the staff. And so I loved those things. What is your line? When will we turn and turn to God and realize the whole message of life is that we aren't enough without him? And I did love in 15 that it said, "He that keepeth his garments." And I thought of Elder Bednar's conference talk of those invited to the wedding feast and those who showed up and refused. There was one guest who refused to put on the garment. And it just is such a blessing that we are invited and given his holy power, his priesthood. And how sad to take the name of the Lord in vain by not using his gift and not using his power and aligning our life with him. Okay, so now I want to go to chapter 17, and this was the second thing. In verse 14, it says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." And here is the scripture I talked about. I couldn't remember where it was that it says the Lamb shall overcome. It's him. We don't have to worry about our own abilities. We just have to worry about aligning our life with him, pairing with him. And my daughter just got home from her mission in France. And one of the things that I really loved that she talked about in her testimony or her homecoming talk was she really struggled at the first. She said, "Everything you hear about France is true. They are very mean, very blunt. They would yell at us, tell us to stop trying to talk French. We sounded stupid, and they hate Americans." And she said, a theme of our mission was love. And she said, "I was struggling so much because I did not love these people, and I kept praying to love them." And she said, "Finally one day, the Spirit said, 'You don't have to. I do. Just pray to show my love for them.' We aren't enough." And she said, "Constantly, I felt humbled on the mission as the Lord showed me my weakness and faults." And she said, I assume that will be a theme the rest of my life. But she learned to pair with him. She learned that he was the strength and that through him, she could do what he was asking. And I loved that message. That was so powerful. Okay, the third thing is in chapter 18, 9. "And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her." And then 11. "And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her. No man buyeth their merchandise anymore, the merchandise of gold and silver, pearls, fine linen, purple and silk," and it goes on, "cinnamon, odors, ointments, frankincense. 14. "And the fruits that thy soul lusted after depart from thee." That is the definition of desolate, what it means to follow, to seek for that great and spacious building, to pair with Satan, to seek for the allures of the earth that will as we read example after example in the scriptures, leave us empty or desolate with nothing. And I thought that was such a great example of what desolate means, that they will not seek for those things anymore because they will find it brings nothing. But if they don't turn to God and realize He is what and repent, then they really are just left desolate. Okay, now I want to go in 19, verse 7, it says, give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready. And that is, the church has made herself ready. And this just goes back to Bednar's talk. We are children of the light, and are we seeking to be at the wedding feast? And then 9, and He said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage. How incredible is it that we have been given an invitation? We are so blessed. 10, and I fell at His feet to worship Him. And that just reminded me of the tree, the rod of iron, when they fell at the foot of the tree. Okay, now jump to 13. And His name is called the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word. And then 14, the armies which were in heaven followed Him, clothed in linen, white and clean. 15, and He shall rule them with a rod of iron. 16, King of kings, Lord of lords. And I love that because it just reminded me of Christmas. It was perfect at this time. But a friend of mine just said, what if the rod of iron is not a banister like we imagine it, you know, that we follow? What if it literally is a staff like Moses' staff? What if each of us hold our own staff, a rod of iron, and it's not this, we're lined up one after the other on this banister? And that was just a huge shift in thinking. And so I loved reading that He will be armed with the rod of iron. He shall rule them with the rod of iron, which is His word. And loved that. Okay, 20. We're going to go verse 2. And He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Christ does that. He is the one with the key. We don't have to worry. That is Him who will do it. Am I strong enough? No. But I know God is. Just like my daughter talked on her mission, I am not enough. He can humble me again and again. And hopefully what it teaches me is to pair with Him, to repent, to call on His name. I love that. Okay, verse 4. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for a witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither had His image or received His mark in their forehead. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I love that tells us that if we follow Him and are obedient, we will have the privilege of being with Him 1,000 years and going and teaching those who have not yet accepted Him, repented, and taken advantage of His atonement and washed their garments clean. I love that. I so look forward to that. And going along with that, it says in verse 12, the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. That is how we are sealed His in our forehead and in our hands. It's our thoughts and our actions. And we are judged based on what we know. And I love that. We know a lot, so it should scare us. But those who have not been taught like we have, He will give the ultimate good and grace to. And I love that. Okay, so now jump to chapter 21, verse 22, and it says, and I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. And the city had no need of the sun, neither moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. 25, for there shall be no night there. 27, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And that just is beautiful. I love that the sun and the moon refuse to shine. The stars will be hurled from their places. And I love, as I went to the temple and Adam and Eve are in Christ's presence and cast out, that we will live in Christ's presence. And I just think that is something I so look forward to. 22, verse 5, and there will be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And then verse 11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And the Spirit and the bride, verse 17, will say, come. And let him that is athirst come. Let him take of the waters of life freely. And then end with verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And that makes me emotional. I remember President Nelson giving a talk, and I believe he was not the prophet yet. But as he started, he said, come, Lord Jesus, come. And that so pierced my heart, because I had been praying for the Savior to come and kind of feeling guilty that I was praying that and thinking maybe I was wrong. But I had read a scripture that said the prayers of the righteous will be part of what brings him. They will be so desperate for him. And that so touched my heart to hear the prophet, he wasn't our prophet at the time, say that. And I do pray, and I love that that ends with, even so, I come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And I want to end with a quote from Elder Oak's last conference talk. And he said, the final judgment is not just an evaluation of a sum total of good and evil acts, what we have done. It is based on the final effect of our acts and thoughts, what we have become. Does your life testify who you follow? And I think of President Nelson's conference talk where he said, look for those looking for God to prevail, Israel. And I know so many. I think of The Chosen. I think of Christian music singers during the holidays, especially how grateful I am, the spirit they bring into my life, and that they draw me closer to God. The battle is between God and Satan, not each other. And if we just pursue God, we are children of light and we will be there. And I love that. It gives me great hope. It has been such a blessing for me in my life to do this for the past 4 years and to fortify my testimony and have it in case someday my posterity wants to listen to it. But I testify, I know the church is true. And more than that, I know how much our Savior loves you. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.